From beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, it's The Fake Show with our hosts, Kendall Tenney and Jim Tofte.
Welcome, everyone, once again to The Fake Show. I'm Jim Tofte, and one of the bigger hits of this TV season is NBC's medical drama, The Night Shift. One of the more interesting characters on that show is that of Army medic turned doctor Drew, as portrayed by actor Brendan Fair. Got Brendan on the phone with us right now from Los Angeles. Good morning, Brendan. Are you there?
Yes. How are you?
Great. Nice to talk to you. Hey, are you guys still shooting this season's episodes?
Yes, we are.
And how many more do you have to go?
We have three more, four more, including the one we're in the middle of shooting right now.
When do you find out, or have you found out, if you've been renewed for next season?
You'll find out. There's a date of June 30th that NBC has the opportunity to tell us before then over on that date. And knowing how, you know, networks work, it will be on that date.
It just seems to me that it's really a done deal. It's such a great show, and the whole cast really has great chemistry together.
Yeah, that was one of the things that the creators, Gabe and Jeff, really focused on. They've done a number of ensemble shows, and when you get that many people in a room from just different backgrounds and everything else, you can obviously can go one of two ways. You know, you can be dealing with a bunch of egos and a bunch of personalities that don't mix, which doesn't make it fun for anyone. And so during the casting process, you know, there's always still a little bit of a chance, but they were very adamant about kind of pairing people up and getting this group of people together and that they thought would mix as well. Acting was obviously, you know, the audition, your performance weighed heavily on them as well, but kind of that defining part of it was whether you were fun to work with, whether you were going to be easy to work with. And that's something that's just really paid off because, you know, with 8-9 of us on the show and you throw in Scott Wolf and Adam Rodriguez, the fact that we all get along and genuinely like each other, it's pretty rare, and we all recognize that. And so we're just, we want to keep it going as long as possible because it's not an opportunity you get very often.
Have you been in shows where you didn't get along with some of the other actors? And please name those actors for us right now.
Exactly. I mean, you've certainly, you know, I think everyone's done shows or films where they don't necessarily, you know, they don't get along with someone.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's your co-star, sometimes it's someone on the, you know, cast or crew or a director or something like that. You know, but as a professional, you just, you know, you get through it and you're not asked to hang off, you know, to hang out with them off the set. But for the, you know, there's always, sometimes you just, with a group this big, you would expect that maybe those three people get along, and so they go hang out, and then those two people really enjoy each other, and you kind of break off into groups. And that would seem perfectly normal and would be totally appropriate, but for some reason, our group just really, we stick together as this, you know, as this kind of 8-headed monster, 9-headed monster, and we just all hang out, and it's a lot of fun. You get more personalities, and it just really adds to kind of the richness of it.
When you took this role, and I'm not sure how it came to you, but your role has so many different layers to it. It's complicated. Did you relish the chance to take this role, or was it a little bit intimidating?
Yeah, you know, that was one of the reasons. I mean, it came to me as just a regular audition. You know, your agent calls you and says, here, you know, new show, here's a character, you want to go out for it. And it was one where I just thought it would be, not only a lot of fun to play, but it would be challenging to play. It would require me to kind of, you know, to really kind of be able to see my teeth into it and see what kind of story this character was telling. And it was one that I hadn't seen on a lot of television shows before. And it was one that I certainly, you know, to be able to play, you know, you're a doctor, you're a soldier, you live in Texas, you're gay, and it's just like, what, you know, how did this person arrive here? And there was just so much to kind of draw upon. And the writers have been really great to me in terms of the storylines they've given me as well. Just kind of the depth of them. And I get to really kind of just sink my teeth into it as an actor. That it's just it's a lot of fun because it requires me to kind of to work and to create these backstories. And the emotions that I get to play with are just, you know, they're pretty diverse.
Don't you find it interesting that with, you know, probably half the cast with military backgrounds, that you each kind of have your own post-traumatic stress to deal with.
Yeah, that's something that we love that aspect of the show. This military aspect is one that we've tried to, it's weaved into the fabric of the show, and we try to kind of put it in there as much as we can. Something that's obviously really relevant, you know, to our society today, and just one of those things where everyone has a version of that to a degree, and there's no, you know, there's no quick fix, and there's no one thing fixes all. You know, different people respond to different things. You know, my character fights. You know, TC's character drinks. You know, Topher's character, he seems to kind of have it all together, but he's still, you know, dealing with it. And it's one of those things where it can kind of pop up at any time. Something can trigger it. And, you know, it's something that I think they're always going to be dealing with. And just to be able to kind of tell the story about our men and women that serve, and to kind of honor that and respect that, and to bring that to a light so that, you know, as a society, when they get back here, you know, we have the means and the ways to kind of to take care of them since they took care of us over there. That's something that's really important to the show, and hopefully you can show that a little bit more.
Brendan, I talked to Eric LaSalle a few weeks ago, who comes from ER, his ER background, and he is somebody who is a favorite, apparently, directing the show. They always want him back. How is he to work with as a director?
He's great to work with. He's wonderful. I mean, being an actor, you know, he's an actor's director. And obviously, having been on a hospital show, he knows, even though we're not ER, there is something that will make a hospital show that you need, and that's emergency room, something that is a defining quality. There's that constant movement. There's that ordered chaos. And he kind of, you know, having done ER for, you know, 7+ years or whatever he did it for, he kind of knows what works and what doesn't, and how to get that energy there, and how to kind of manufacture that so that not only do we feel it, but the audience is going to feel it. So his experience in that respect, totally invaluable. And, you know, the fact we get to kind of pick his brain about it, and he can share stuff, especially given the parallels of the two shows, it's been really great. It's served our show really well.
One last thing before I let you go, because I know you have to go. We've come a long way when it comes to the graphics scenes surgically that we see on these medical shows, and your show really does. Your show pushes the envelope, that's for sure. Do you guys have to go to standards to make sure that a particular scene gets passed?
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit, we certainly do in terms of what we can get away with. We try to get away with as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the gross out factor is kind of always fun, but, you know, there's a time where, you know, I mean, in terms of, you know, you want to make the audience squeamish a little bit, and at the same time, you don't want to turn them off. So we're always trying to find that line. But, you know, as an actor, it's fun. It's fun. Our special effects and props department and makeup department are so great at it that it's fun to see them create those things. You know, as an actor, having the kind of character I get to play with all kind of the richness and the depth of him, and, you know, having all those facets of his personality, it's the same with the, you know, the makeup and the props department and the special effects. They get this show where, you know, you get to connect people's heads with rebar, and they got to, you know, entrails falling out or whatever that
right.
may be. That's a lot of fun for those people. And so it's kind of a show that offers where just everybody on it is really happy with what they get to do, and knows how lucky they are. So it's a wonderful place to, it's just a great work environment.
We just make sure we're done eating our dinner before night shift comes on.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we have the 9 or 10 o'clock slot.
All right. Very good. Hey, Night Shift, Monday nights. It's a hit. We love it. And it's been great talking to you, Brendan.
All right. Well, thank you so much for me as well. And, you know, have a great day. And thank you very much. And make sure you tune in.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Brendan Fair from NBC's Night Shift. Good show. Hopefully it gets picked up on every Monday night. To get all the updates for upcoming episodes of The Fake Show, check out our Facebook and Twitter pages. Until then, we'll see you next time.
The Fake Show was filmed before a live studio audience.